Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Tudor is no longer including an additional hand-woven nylon strap with their watches. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So as of July 1st, 2018, Tudor has made a new rule for all their authorized dealers and the way in which their watches are sold that they will no longer be accompanied with an additional complimentary hand-woven nylon strap. This is Tudor's way of having a price increase without adjusting the price. I guess through market research, through these companies that do market research, they found that 90% of the owners of Tudor watches, of people who own Tudor watches, never took the extra additional complimentary hand-woven nylon strap out of the box on their watch. They never fitted it. They never used it. It was just lying there. And I can definitely tell you, as somebody who is a huge fan of Tudor, of someone who started wearing Tudor, you know, pretty much 4 or 5 years ago, that I'm in two minds about this. On one hand, I'm bummed out because, you know, Tudor's always been a value. And they're a very, very good quality made product. They're made by Rolex. And they're different from Rolex. You know, Rolex doesn't add any freebies. You pay and you pay through the nose for it. And in some cases, double of retail. And you're lucky just to find it at retail. And I know Tudor has separated themselves from their bigger brother Rolex. So that was kind of one of the nice things that I liked about Tudor, is that you got this additional strap. It was, you know, it was totally, you know, it's not like Tudor was the first brand to give an additional strap, but as far as I know, they were the first brand really to give, an additional, you know, hand-woven nylon strap. You know, people love the look of the NATO straps. And, you know, since Tudor is more or less a utilitarian tool watch, and they're basically modern-day interpretations of vintage Rolex and Tudor watches made, and those watches look best on those straps, it's kind of sad that those straps won't be available anymore as a freebie, because they are expensive. They're about $200. They're hand woven for Tudor, and they're just on a different level. You know, they all come with stainless steel hardware. Depending, most of their watches are stainless steel. You know, like they did have one for the, you know, the Black Bay bronze. They, you know, I believe the buckle was a steel bronze PVD, but most of their straps and straps are hand woven nylon, and most of their buckles, you know, are, you know, stainless steel. So it's pretty amazing that you got that with the watch. On the other hand, as someone who's owned a couple of Tudor watches, I have to concur. I mean, it's not something you immediately think of, and it's actually kind of, it's kind of a pain in the ass if you think about it. If you're not proficient with tools and you want to do a quick strap change, good luck. I mean, you know, I mean, actually fitting the Tudor NATO strap on is very easy, the hand-woven nylon strap, because it already comes, you know, with the spring bars and the sleeves of the strap, so it's very easy to put on. But actually getting the bracelet off yourself, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've scratched the bracelet. I've scratched the part that connects to the case of the watch. I've scratched the underside of the bracelet. Sometimes I don't, you know, have the right size pins on the watch. And, you know, for me to go to an authorized dealer and get it changed every time I want to change it, that's an even bigger pain. Because for a guy, it's like what it is for a woman to accessorize with a new bracelet or a new handbag or a new piece of jewelry every day. That's the equivalent, I would say, of a guy changing, you know, the straps on his watch. It's frequent. you know, guys, for a guy, this is our main accessory. So when we want to change the look of it, it's something that we do often and we like to do it. We can definitely pair it with the right suit or pair it with whatever we're wearing. It's a fun thing to do. And, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money in general. But it is a pain, though, if you're not proficient with tools and you're not skilled and you don't have the tools in your possession and you're worried about how to do it and you just don't have the time to go to an authorized dealer and you don't even have an authorized dealer in your area, it's really a pain to do it. So I understand why Tudor did it. I understand the rationale behind it. I'm bummed out that it's no longer going to be a complimentary option when you buy a Tudor watch. But these are the new rules for Tudor. So, let me know what you think. I mean, do you like this? Do you not like this? Do you care? Do you not care? I think it's an important discussion to have. If you're looking to buy a Tudor, I can certainly help you. I work with authorized dealers, the best authorized dealers on the planet. I can save you money and tax depending on where you live. And you can reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I work on a $150 consultation fee to get started. This gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, some emails. And if you purchase a watch through me, I will deduct the $150 consultation fee you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. Check out my award-winning blog, my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. You can also see my services. You can check out Kingsley 1945 watches, which are hand-assembled in the United States in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. I happen to be a distributor for the brand. It's one of the coolest watch brands out there, and we also have customizable options for additional fees, so check that out. Check me out on social media. My handles from my Twitter and my Instagram are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.